Oh, they're out there. You can hear them with their little DVDs and CDVs on their music. They would have nothing to preach if I wasn't here. You guys don't want me to die, do you? What would you preach? Huh? You folks that speak against me or try to speak above me, what would you do if I wasn't here? What kind of message would you preach? Oh, yourself? That's why you're not testifying, because I'm not going to let you do it. I don't want you to testify to yourself. I want you to testify to Jesus Christ. Does anybody know what that is? Hey? Unless the folk testify themselves, oh, brother, he's a prophet, he's a man of God, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Pastor, I'm a good testifier, ain't I? Morning. Sorry to disturb you fellas this morning, but I'm going to give you another message. You're supposed to be preaching Jesus Christ is coming. And you ought to be preaching that Jesus Christ is coming because the sign is there. But you want to pull the sign down, don't you? Tear it down. God gave me last night, and I'll read that. And by the way, brothers, get the prophecy on the ready to play for me. Thank you. Boy, you people, you must like to have me talk to you like that. Because you don't do nothing. Nothing. You won't even do it now. And I tell you, how many times have I told you? How many times have I told you? Even though I believe, really, even though I do believe that you would like to do what I tell you to do, but because you don't make it a daily practice, you can't turn it on right now. That's why God's trying to get us ready for Jesus. Because if you don't do it, keep it on your mind every day, you won't be ready. You won't be ready. See?